Okay, you have heard that. Good. Now, if you were going someplace and you didn't want to go by yourself, you might say to somebody, well, why don't you come along and go
with me?
Okay. And then if they didn't want to go, you'd say, well, I'll just go
by myself.
Or without.
Alone.
Or without
you.
If somebody was not going away from you, you'd say they were coming straight
to me.
Okay. And if you said toward, would you say toward or towards? They're not. You said they're coming straight
toward me.
Now, if you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come home and say, guess who I ran
into today?
Now, if a child was given the same name as her aunt, you'd say she was named
after her aunt.
The kind of animal that barks.
Dog.
Okay. Do you know what people, if they wanted to get a dog to attack another dog, what would they say to it?
Sick.
Sick.
Yes. Or go get him, or something like that.
If a dog was a mixed breed dog, you call it a, if it was no one particular kind, you know, all mixed up, you call it a mutt, maybe?
Yeah. But most of the time when people call dogs mutts, it means that, like, they aren't going to be anything, or like Sioux Pounds.
Oh, Sioux Pounds. Oh, you've heard, oh, that's neat. Sioux Pounds is another name for some,
dog that's just a straggler. Just
a straggler.
Put it like that. Like.
Yeah. That's great. I hadn't even heard that, but that's really great. You know any other names like that? Sioux Pounds. Oh, Sioux Pounds, great. That's really neat. Have you ever heard anybody call a dog a feist dog? No. Okay. Now, if somebody had a mean dog, a dangerous dog, and kept it inside a fence, and somebody tried to go inside the fence, you'd say, now you better be careful or you're going to get
bit.
Right. And say, well, he went in there anyway and he got...
Yeah, bit.
Right. And, that, over the past year, that dog has, again,
been,
right, lots of people. You're so good. The kind of animal that you keep for milk would be?
Cow.
Okay. And the, do you know what they call in a herd of cattle, do you know what they call the male?
Bull.
Right. Now, if a cow was expecting a was going to have...
Cow.
Yeah, right. Good. Say it again, I'm sorry.
A cow.
Yeah. You'd say that it's going to... You'd say that the cow...
The cow's going to...
How would you...
Have a cow.
Have a cow. would you call a baby cow?
A cow.
A cow. And you'd say it's going to have one. You'd say have a calf. You put it that way. Okay. In the country, they say drop a calf. Have you ever heard that? I didn't think you would have. But I just thought I'd check. Do you know what? Sometimes people use certain animals to pull a plow with.
Ox.
Okay. You know any other things they use?
Horses.
Okay. Anything?
Sometimes cows.
Right. Okay, how about something that looks kind of like a horse, only it's not really a horse?
A donkey.
Okay. Now, when I put a donkey and a horse together, a mule?
Yeah, a mule and a donkey is about the same.
Is that about the same? Okay, that's about the same then. Okay. Do you know what, if you had two mules together, have you ever heard people call them a team of mules or a pair of mules?
Uh-huh.
Which one have you heard?
Both of them, a team or a pair.
Oh, you have. You've heard both those things. You're amazing. I don't know how you keep up with so much stuff.